Electronic Frontiers Australia is an organisation that has been around since 1994, and our role is to promote and protect digital rights. And so organisations like Electronic Frontiers Australia were set up when the internet was being created and we were starting to do more online as a response to knowing the potential rights and liberties that may be lost online.
How long has Electronic Frontiers Australia been aware of the My Health Record system?
Oh, good question. We've known it has been coming for a long time. So the difference, My Health Record has been around for quite a number of years, and it's always been an opt-in system. So I think for about 4 years, you could opt in at any time and you could start creating your record and deciding which files you wanted to put in it and put that information in. I think that the uptake was not as good as the government wanted, and so earlier this year they changed it so that it was an opt-out system, which meant that everyone has been opted in and you've got until the 15th of November to actively opt out of the program.
What are the concerns about the My Health Record system?
So the concerns are that it's one big database that has all of the information of Australians and their health information. So that's a lot of data that's going into one space. So if there's a potential breach or if there's a hack, then we literally have millions of people's information that's vulnerable. And there was an instance a few weeks ago where the people of Singapore had a breach to a similar system that they've got, and they were able to get the Singapore Prime Minister's data out of that. So, you know, these databases become valuable, and there's a lot of valuable information in them contained within health records. So that's one big concern. And the other big concern is around the design. So once you change it to being something that's opt out and you've got every single Australian that is in the system, there's a lot more on an individual to be able to manage and control the information that goes in there and the permission settings that are on all of that information.
I've read that the system in Australia is based on a UK model which failed.
So, you know, it's not a new thing that governments have tried, and there is a lot of potential benefit to being able to solve some of the issues that we've got around healthcare by using data in better ways, whether it's to save money or to streamline services or for researchers to be able to extract information and to help with their research. So it's being done around the world. The problem is that it keeps being done unsuccessfully, and we end up with systems that are expensive, large and not appropriately designed, and that's what Australia's ended up with.
There already are some systems on which doctors can share information?
Yeah, so I'm not too sure about individual systems and how they may be being connected. So you'll have clusters of practices where doctors are sharing information, or they're sharing information through pathology labs. So there is already that transfer of data. This system puts the individual more in the centre of that. And so in principle, that sounds good. It sounds like you're giving individuals control over their data and over their information. The problem is that the volume of it is so huge that it is difficult for individuals to manage. And then it's also difficult to set granular permissions in the system as well. So you either give, say, a GP clinic or a health service opt-in access, and once they've got that access, then they can access a whole range of the data and information that's in there. So you're not really just giving them access to one or two key bits of information. It's really everything. And the recording around who's seeing what once they have that access and what they may be looking at is also incredibly problematic. So we know that some healthcare providers just use the one login to access these systems. So you won't be able to trace the individuals that have accessed your records, which is quite alarming.